Shalom. Nosei ha'shiur shelanu hayom hu gadlut.
We'll begin today's lesson with texts about the greatness of the Creator. We continue with a document full of these excerpts. We are at item 20.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav.
Rav shalom, anachnu ro'im otcha.
Rav, hello. We see you. Can you hear us?
האם אתה שומע אותנו, רב?
Do you hear us, רב?
רב שלום, בוקר טוב.
Hello, רב, good morning. We can see you.
שלום לכולם.
Hello, everyone. We are in the lesson, a special lesson, a morning lesson in a special way. In the meantime, we are a bit far in distance from each other, but we arrange it in a way that it doesn't bother us, and actually we can even use it to advance a bit more than usually. And those who hear it have the opportunity. A person should check whether all sorts of exercises that the Creator does, that we are doing, doesn't matter how you accept it. Of course, it all comes from above if it happens eventually. All those things shouldn't push a person away from the goal. On the contrary, one should interpret it as better conditions to advance to the goal. So, let's advance. So we are
item 20,
about the greatness of the Creator. We can truly talk about it at length, and we can talk about it shortly. It depends on how we want to talk about it. Because the Creator is a force that fulfills everything, does everything, all that we feel and see, and even what I'm doing now, it's all the Creator who does it through the created beings, and the created beings have nothing of themselves, and what he created, the will to receive, he has to fulfill the will to receive and guide the will to receive. And so there's nothing that we do on our own. It's all the actions of the Creator. There's none else besides him. But we were given an opportunity, even though the Creator created us, even though he manages and governs and guides and sustains us and does all the actions through us, yet we were given a special opportunity to be independent. And to the extent that we become like him, we are independent. And then we are called independent and those unique individuals who acquired the faith in the Creator, the sense of the Creator, and they work the way the Creator wants, but they do it on their own. And this already takes me to the first question. What does it mean that all people are completely similar to beasts, meaning they are operated unknowingly by the Creator, and they feel themselves through the limitations of their perception. They think they're free, but there's no one free. They're operated by the Creator. And actually, the ones who discover the Creator and try to be like the Creator 100%, going against their desire, my sons have defeated me. They are similar to the Creator completely, and yet they're independent. Please. Try to refine the question, ask it more accurately, and then answer it. If something's unclear, ask. Go ahead.
The question is indeed unclear to me. Yes, so let's begin to refine it.
I can say it once again. We know that the Creator created a will to receive, and He grows and develops and arranges, structures the will to receive. And surely, the will to receive completely depends on the upper light. And it necessarily follows the actions of the upper light on it. We can see it through the still, vegetative, animate, and even human beings and how they operate. That's one. Two, there is an ability for people who the Creator chooses. They have the ability to acquire the forces of the Creator and make actions on their own, but actions to resemble Him. And then they become free. Free of what? That the Creator doesn't operate them at 1 or 2% or even 100%, depending on what degree they're on, but rather they operate themselves similarly to the Creator. So, the question is, what's the difference between being operated by the Creator without knowing it and operating myself similar to the Creator with knowing it?
The revelation of their ego, which...
Rav, what exactly does a person acquire by becoming similar to the Creator and governing himself instead of the Creator, the way the Creator governs him, as he governs the still, vegetative, and animate degrees, and the degree of the human does not exist, and by acquiring the similarity to the Creator so as to conduct himself the way the Creator does. That's why it's called a wise disciple, learning from the Creator how to govern himself. So what exactly does he acquire by that? What's happening to him? A certain degree rises in him instead of the beastly degree, a degree where he is similar to the Creator, and he attains the Creator. So, as we just read, sorry, we haven't read the excerpt, but we talked about item 20. Reading it. So let's read it then and move forward.
Item 20 from the Rabash. The article is, what is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good and benevolent. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite, he should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel his organs, feel in his organs that it is really so, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and benevolent, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us," since he has a reason to thank the Creator. And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
So we see it like this. One needs to have faith above reason, as if he and paint a picture as though he already has the sensation of the Creator in his organs. Why the feeling of the Creator in one's organs, that we feel him in all our vessels, our thoughts, desires, actions, impressions, as it's called, that the Creator dresses into the person? Why is that degree called the degree of faith? To continue the sentence, that he feels that the Creator runs the world by way of the good that does good. So why is this feeling, which is a factual thing, called faith? Please.
Love. Meaning that it's something that we need to imagine to ourselves, right? As if we've already been awarded with the sensation of the Creator in our organs, not all of them, perhaps part of them, some of them, that the sensation of the Creator within us is called faith. So what do we gain by imagining as if we've been awarded with the Creator's faith, the feeling of the Creator, as he writes? One must believe above reason and imagine. Imagine. It doesn't exist, but as if he's already been awarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he feels that the Creator leads the world, meaning the person is a small world, it's all entirely in good and benevolent. So what do I gain by making an effort to determine this, even though the Creator on the other end is breaking this lens for me, this outlook? He's good and benevolent, and I feel in all my organs, and I feel that what happens to me in my mind and heart, in my feelings. What do I gain by making an effort to feel that I'm at the end of the correction already? The Creator is clothed within me and filling me entirely. Not a power, it's an algorithm.
Rav, so let's discuss some more. What will we feel if we imagine that the Creator dresses in the person and is felt as filling us and felt in our organs? What do we feel then?
And ask for the Creator to be revealed within it.
Rav, so if we now decide that we want to resemble that state of the final correction, where the Creator is dressed in us, and we are filled with him, as if he's felt in our organs, that we have received it, that the Creator governs everyone, and we fulfill his actions, first by coercion, and then by will, and by agreement. And we become workers of the Creator with love. And then what happens to us? How will we behave from that moment on?
Then we can be freed of it. And
Rav, so our work is that we have to try to resemble the Creator as if He is dressed in us and as if He guides us, but we actually try to be similar to Him. And then, from describing such a state to ourselves, we begin to pray to Him so that He turns the desired state to the existing state. Like Rabash brings here, we discover that You have chosen us to do these steps towards You. You have chosen us. You loved us, meaning You did it out of love, wanting us to resemble You. And You wanted us, meaning we now need to acquire the state of being like You and truly discovering, not in our imagination, not make-believe, that You are actually good that does good and that You truly dress into us. And so how do we perform through our efforts the right prayer to the Creator, that we create such a relationship between us as though the Creator is already dressed in us? And as a result, we somehow realize it needs to happen using our imagination as much as we can envision it. And then there's a gap between the desired state and the existing state. And we raise that as man, wanting to be in this reality, wanting to be with this in reality and not in our imagination. So let's better detail this work that we have, where we use our efforts when we still don't have faith, we only have imagination. We imagine the Creator dressing into us, and we behave as though He is completely filling our organs and filling our relations to each other, that is, our mind and heart. And because it's not that way, we only envision it, then our will to receive helps us. Helps us understand the difference between the existing state we have and the desired state with our efforts. Then the gap between the desired state and the existing state, we raise it to the Creator to really correct us according to the effort that we make. And then the Creator actually raises us and does the action. So let's talk about it. Let's try to correctly portray it and then also to realize it. Yes. So here, again, let's clarify the situation. In many states, we behave as though we're already connected between us, and we're looking for the Creator to also dwell in us. From that state of painting a picture to ourselves that we're already in a connection between us, and therefore we have faith in the Creator, meaning that He dresses into us. We feel as though He is residing in us and activating us according to our desire to be activated by Him. And then we feel that He is in us and we're in adhesion with Him. How do we make this scrutiny between the desired state and the existing state, which is only according to our efforts and not in actual fact, and there's a difference between these states where we imagine it to be so, we make efforts to be for it to be so, we want it in our desire, and in truth we see that not yet, that the Creator doesn't dress into us. We don't have that faith, that sense of the Creator in our organs, because we don't yet have these organs between us that are connected, where he can reside. In the gap between these states, how do we raise the mon to the Creator to correct us?
This one out of himself.
Rav, how do we reach a prayer which includes the existing state that we see in our own vessels? What are our vessels? And the desired state, where we imagine to ourselves as if we're already connected and the Creator dwells within us. How do we make that calculation exactly between these two states, the desired state and the existing state? And then from discovering the gap between these states, we have a desire that we relate to the Creator, that we present to the Creator. How do we find the lack between where we are and where we need to be, and we use that gap as mun to turn to the Creator?
That's the new thing in
Rav. Let's describe to ourselves a rather ordinary state. I'm in a certain state and I want something else. So then I have a deficiency for that other state, and that deficiency that appears in me rises to the Creator, and the Creator in some way arranges it for me, more or less, or shows me how to attain what's desired, not at once, maybe, or maybe the state that I desire is wrong, so He changes me and teaches me. But we always live in these states. Only here we talk about building the mon in a specific way. It's not just that I want an apple and I don't have it, and my desire brings me closer to it. Rather, we have built the existing state through our efforts, the desired state, that we want to be connected between us in order to discover the Creator and bring Him contentment. And then we see that this state, we also inspect it and see that it's not sufficiently accurate and good. And then we see a gap between the desired state and the existing state, and we raise it And that man is what leads us to new vessels that we didn't have before, new deficiencies that we establish, and in them we build the degree of the human within us that we didn't have before. From the Creator, what we receive is the degrees of still, vegetative, and animate. The human degree doesn't exist in matter, only in thought and desire. And that's what we're now doing. Meaning this level is the inclination to get closer to the Creator. And that's what we want to build. And we have to envision building this state just like in our world. Where I am in a certain state, but I want to be in a different state. Which is the direction of anything alive. Questions.
Anyone who has a question, please get a microphone and raise your hand when you have one. Laz, please, first question. Regarding the place between the desirable and the existing, there's a problem with identifying the existing, because it's my own perception of reality which is completely distorted and it keeps changing. So how do we determine the true gap between the desirable and the existing? The existing is imaginary.
It's not imaginary. What you find in your desires, what you find in your thought, that's called the existing state. The fact that it's false, it doesn't matter. Towards you, it's truth. This is what I got in my thought and my desire, in my mind, in my heart. That's it. That's what I have for now. More questions?
What does it mean exactly to describe the Creator? What do you imagine?
I imagine that He dwells between us and connects us, and we are all in agreement with Him and under His control, but in a mutual way, that we agree that He resides in our organs. Our organs being the desires, our emotions that are common. And He dresses into that and He acts according to how we let Him work. We want Him to work. So that's the state that we check whether we have that or not. Are we connected between us? Can the Creator fulfill the space, the air, the distance between us in His presence, meaning in a connection where we are like one? If not, then how do we describe the state that we should have? We raise a prayer to the extent that we yearn for a state where we are in the force of the Creator, the quality of the Creator, meaning connection and love. Do we want it? Perhaps yes. Can we do it? No. The gap between the desired and the existing state is man.
But what exactly fills that air between us that we need to imagine? What does it mean to imagine?
With love. What do you mean? If we have to come together as Adam Rishon before the sin, so what's the connection between all the organs, all the cells, all the parts of the body? Love. Otherwise, they wouldn't work together. Meaning, mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility, mutual understanding, it's all mutual.
This imagination needs to comprise both things at the same time, meaning to feel the existing state and to live in it, and in parallel to manage to imagine the desirable state, to live in these both ends at once.
Yes, we have to make efforts to be in a state as though the Creator is already between us and fulfills us, and that's how we behave. And then we see whether our behavior is exactly as if the Creator is dressed in us. And we see that, no, that the fact that we imagine that the Creator dwells between us and we behave that way, it's not the same as if it truly dwelled within us, because we don't have the same reciprocity and love and mutuality, and we don't yet have that state of complete mutual guarantee between us. If the Creator filled us and determined that state by His actual force would be different, and that's where we see the gap. What do we discover eventually? We discover a need for the Creator to dwell within us. And so we turn to the Creator to, as if, dress into us, control us. But we want Him to control us. We want that force of love and connection and reciprocity. And that's what's called raising man.
The need is our prayer, meaning there's no action in the end where
we don't have other actions than prayer. Everything is done by the Creator, only with our deficiency that comes first. So this is what's called, my sons have defeated me. That we ask, we demand Him to make an action depending on how we do it. Or that it happens without an invitation from below. If we do it within demand from below, we raise the force of Bina, the force of Chasadim that rises from the Masach and Tzimtzum upwards, and returning light. And if we don't do it, then it comes differently, by way of control. And more questions?
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. My question is, how does this realistic calculation between desirable and existing go together with the work of faith above reason?
Because you work here in faith above reason, where it's as if in the sense of you work as if the Creator is in you and He controls you. This is how you describe it, and you describe it with a force of faith, the force of Bina, and so you want to establish this state by faith, by force of bestowal, that is above the reason that you now feel in your organs. This means by faith above reason. There's 2 degrees. Reason and faith above reason, and you wish to determine faith above reason. You want that to materialize and become your next level of reason, and then you rise to a higher level of faith.
And let's say you can do this calculation. How can this gap go in the right direction of raising man and not frustration and how great it is and I'm going here for years? How do you take it to a positive place of a demand and a deficiency and not take it to a negative?
If you work as if to feel that the Creator is in you,
and is filling you, and you relate to one another from that force that the Creator fills you with, then this work is giving you the sensation of wholeness, that you have someone to work with, someone to ask for from, and what to hope for. What are we doing next?
Are there more questions, or should we go to part 21, to excerpt 21? No more questions. We can read the next part or go to tests.
Okay, another. Or maybe we should try to realize it during the day, strengthen what we discussed, and not to blur it out, because it's a very important thing. You understand that here we have a practical advice from Rabash that we have to actualize.
There's another question of,
yes,
how can the imagination of the next state should be mutual and not individual? It's felt that it's something we're building together.
That's a beautiful question. It's not a simple one. I think that when we begin to engage in that, we'll understand that it's not that important, because all the deficiencies that we're already raising in all these searches, it all comes to the Creator, and it accumulates and it reaches a calculation in the Creator, and out of this changing calculation He influences us and He establishes us behind the scenes, and He sends us directly all those changes. We'll begin to see that we are in that same system. There's nothing other than that. The whole world is in it. And in this we'll be working with the Creator out of this engagement in it, from working with it. What is good about what we discussed is that we have something very concrete that we can carry out. More questions? Ask if you.
Rav, does all advancement forward must come through this mechanism of my sons have beaten me?
It turns out that if the Creator created us and then shattered the vessel and then arranged us in a certain state, and He's managing us, He's also giving us an opportunity to change the state, or to ask of Him, and He will change it. So it turns out that we're working against the Creator. That's the meaning of my sons have defeated me in this matter, that I built the world, I built them in a certain way, and they are demanding me to change it. Although I'm happy about it, because we are growing up, we want His qualities to rule over us. There's another subtle thing. What does it mean that we are asking Him to rule us? He will rule only over those vessels that we understand and want to have in them the rule of the Creator, the control of the Creator. Meaning the Creator that is clothing in us. It doesn't clothe in us like in the still vegetative and animate degrees and simply dominates it. Rather, he does it according to our agreement, with the restriction, the screen, and the reflected light, that I allow the host to fill me on the condition that my vessel is ready to fill him.
The work to depict that future state, that's the work against the Creator, that we constantly have to depict this future state against what we feel?
Of course, what do you mean against? It's all towards Him. But from the outset, I understand that I have to arrange the connection between us. And in the connection between us, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, we have to work in this way, in such states, in a mutual way.
Should the friends help each other depict that future state?
Of course we're talking about it, we are discussing it, we constantly see how much we advance in the understanding of the desired state and the existing state, what else is required, what's not, we scrutinize it. We constantly do it between the desired state and the existing state in the society, in the connection between us. We have to constantly discuss it, as if non-stop. And then we have a continuous raising of man. That's the meaning of the verse, I wish you will pray all day.
When we feel the gap between the desired and the future state in the group, so what request can you raise to the Creator? What request does He answer on?
I don't know. He has 1,001 ways to answer our requests, our personal requests, group requests. This is what we call the prayer of the individual, the prayer of the public. It's not as it's written that the prayer of the individual doesn't reach the Creator. Here we're talking about a prayer of the individual where a person reveals it, he scrutinizes the situation in the connection with the group, and he wants that connection to be better, stronger. And then he is raising man, and this man is received because he's praying for the others instead of for himself. But in what way will the Creator answer, will respond? We have no way to know. We'll see it. He has ways to do it behind the scenes. He has ways of doing it in such a way that we would not even know whether he's doing something or not. How? Why? Rather, we need to understand that each next state depends on our current man. But do we identify the coming state? That's a question.
If a person asks, raises man, and feels that there's no response, should he change the way he requests or to keep going?
He should check himself. Here we have to be as the experienced. My answers would not be helpful here. You won't use them. You won't reveal them. Not as wise as the experienced.
Question from the internet, please. Edward from Minsk is asking, how can we be sure that our desired state is not something we want in the world to receive, but it's above it?
We imagine those states. Also the state that we seemingly built now, as if the Creator is dwelling in us, as if we understand it's a make-believe. And out of that, we want it to come to be in this way or such, or another way, a better way. We have to constantly discuss it specifically. And out of the out of this attitude, we'll begin to receive changes, and these changes will bring us in excitement. And inside this excitement, we'll begin to feel these states in depth. All those inner discernments. And in this way, we advance.
Alexei from Moscow is asking about that gap. The gap between what we have and the desire, that's the deficiency. What's the addition in turning to the Creator?
Yeah, the gap between the desired and the existing is the deficiency. I'll tell you even more. The Creator works in such a way that for Him there is no past, present, future. He knows which deficiency we're going to reach and what exactly will we ask. We simply need to work in it and raise our demands like little kids, like babies. Of course, later on we'll be rewarded with various changes and our man will change, but the concern has to be about the man. Because that is the last action from us towards the upper one, after which we'll have a reaction from him. We have to constantly be raising man. I wish he would pray all day. We need also individual work of each one and also group work, but the intention is for each one to pray for the collective, the Creator.
So Denise Sandler from Moscow is asking, how can I understand if my prayer is correct? How can I understand that my prayer was accepted?
In truth, it's not that important to me. The true work is to turn to the Creator, and specifically in raising the man, we give him contentment. Like a baby, like a little child that is asking the parents, he's positioning them in such a way that he depends on them and he demands a certain attitude from them, then there's a grace in that. And of course, it demands something. In our spiritual work, in faith above reason, we demand only one thing, to have a room for prayer, to turn to the Creator, because by that we give Him contentment. If we have some contact with the Creator in the group, we wish for the Creator to be revealed in us, only so we would receive our revelation as strength for work, to overcome it even more, meaning to remain in concealment, meaning there are additional additions we will learn about how it happens in spirituality. It's not that we demand of Him to be revealed, we demand of Him to reveal the correct form of connection between us. Please.
Rav, so in what are we filling the Creator in our request?
And what are we precisely?
What do we fill the Creator with our request?
With the request itself.
He's fulfilled by us asking?
Yes. That's how our sages say. Because by raising our request, we are raising Him as a dominator, as a manager, as the one who works as good and benevolent, and so on and so forth. So we have nothing more to do. other than to ask.
Joseph from California is asking, when we feel the Creator has brought us closer to that desired state, how do we not lose the momentum and right away strengthen that desired state?
It's all the same work. I have nothing to add to this question. We must constantly try. Again, we have to believe above reason. And the picture himself, as if he was already rewarded with faith in the Creator and feeling in his organs. Which organs does he merit? The new organs that he has corrected, not the old organs. He corrects them and then the Creator clothes in them. In the lack of connection, we now renew them, we rebuild them, and the Creator is clothed in them. That's what we depict, as much as the 10 becomes one, and the Creator, the one Creator, clothes in the 10. One receives one. And it feels that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. We feel it. That's how we need to imagine it. Let's behave as if this is so. But we have to do it. We have to forcefully arrange our state as if it's already done. That's what we have to do. And from that, later, when we arrange it well, as if it's felt in all of our organs, then we check what did we attain in terms of the importance of the goal, in terms of the closeness of the Creator, in terms of the clothing of the Creator in us. And then we gradually discover that we don't have it yet in practice, but we are raising gratitude. The Creator gave us an opportunity to do it in this way, and inside this gratitude, we are asking Him to establish that state for us. And the end of this action should be that after this request, that yes, I'll be able to do it correctly with His help, I raise His praise. And according to the sensation of spirituality that I attained, accordingly I arrange the praise of the Creator. I hope we take this lesson in practice, and build it well. Maybe it's best to hear again everything we've just been through in this hour and 15. And let's go to the next stage, if there are no questions.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli. I'm happy on vacation, Rav. You seem very calm and have more forces. And my question is, our work in the 10 gives us the ability to raise man, to reach the deficiency, revealing that gap you were speaking about. And our main work is the prayer. And for some reason, in my feeling, the prayer doesn't change for a long time, except for little intricacies that were added. But I'm at, like, more friends in the Kli that I'm asking for. But the fact that the prayer didn't change for a long time, does that mean we're frozen in our spiritual advancement? A lack of advancement, or That's what the Creator wants to show us.
I don't understand why the prayer has to change. Ultimately, the prayer is one thing. We raise Malchut to Bina. We ask for the strength, for the power of Bina for Malchut. We ask for the force of connection in the group. We ask for the strength to examine, to scrutinize the state in the group, and so on and so forth. But it's all towards asking for the Creator to dwell among us. We check how much our states, our desires, our actions are according to what we understand as Him or not. And we ask. Our work is always the same work. Why should the prayer change? It is to receive an upgrade, perhaps, become more and more precise, more detailed. But that's how it should be. So I don't know why you should be frustrated. What do I want? Today I want one, tomorrow I jump, I want the second thing, and in a moment the third thing, and so on. That's not considered the correct work. The correct work is when we constantly establish the goal before us and we demand it more and more. It's the same goal but with greater precision, the same vessel but with greater precision, and that's it.
Can I ask another question, Rav? About imagining that future state with all the books and the guidance and the direction you're giving us, this imagination is almost tangible except for actual attainment. Doesn't it like diminish our work in this imagination towards our existing state? Doesn't it harm our work?
You try to check behind the efforts that you're trying to make to establish that the Creator is, to determine the Creator is among us, and to imagine that He is there. After making all these efforts, sufficient efforts to connect between you as if the Creator is present, and to check what does it mean that He is present, you'll see how much, to what extent you'll have the true deficiency. It's like a person that suffers but doesn't know the cause of that suffering, and I bring him a little bit of a taste of what he truly suffers from. Let's say I give him 10 cc of water and he really wants to drink, so we understand from these 10 cc of water how much he truly needs this water, and that's why he has a true deficiency. Not that we're heading towards a smaller deficiency, but on the contrary, as much as we want to established by ourselves, seriously, by our own strength, the correct connected state, by that we'll discover our true state, our disconnected, our shattered state, our greater state.
Thank you, Rav.
That's it.
Alex from Volga is asking, is the evil being revealed between us is the deficiency and the answer of the Creator to our requests?
Again?
Is the evil being revealed between us as our deficiency and the Creator's answers to our request?
Of course, that's how it is on the way, but it's not the end. You simply have to try it. But to try in reality how it works. Ultimately, this excerpt is describing the entire process of building the relationship with the Creator.
Is it possible that
Can we say that the difference between Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and his students is that he felt the state of the connection between the students and the students didn't? Should each friend in the 10 be like Rabbi Yossi?
This is already work between the friends in order to determine what's missing, to what extent the Creator is absent between them. So each one has to be greater than the friends, lower than the friends, and so on, so forth. This is the work between the friends in order to determine the desired state and the present state and discuss it between them. That's along the way, more individually. I think we shouldn't get confused about it, but rather make a practical effort out of it. Let us do it now as an action to strengthen what we just studied. All the tens, each and every ten, tries to find, to locate the state where the Creator clothes between them and practice how much it changes the relationship between them, how much they begin to feel themselves connected in their internality together as one man in one heart. Truly do it as a great effort, and after this great effort to go back to the state where it's only effort on their part and the force of their imagination, as he writes. We have to depict to ourselves, imagine it as if we were already merited with the faith in the Creator and force of bestowal from above, and this force of bestowal dwells among us. After you make such an effort, then we go back to the real state. Is it truly so or not? There is the imaginary state and the real state, true state. And in between these two states, we'll begin to ask from the Creator to take care of us, to turn the desired...
for every workshop.
Okay, friends, let's go to Tess for a few moments we have left. Third lesson.
So going to the next part of the